I know you all have a lot of questions for me. There's a few brewing, I'm sure, and I'm here to answer them for you this afternoon. So go ahead and have at it.
Jay, what kind of stamp do you hope to put on the offense? And the no-huddle is something that you guys used a lot earlier in the season. Is that something that you'd hope to incorporate a little bit more as you go forward?
Well, you know, one of the good things, I think, about our system is the fact that it's versatile. You know, we can do whatever it takes. It just depends on who we're playing, how we want to attack them, what we think best suits our personnel. So we kind of bounce in and out of it, but every game will take on its own personality.
You were one of the guys that was assistant with Cam running it. In terms of input from the other guys, how much is that something that's a priority for you to get the input from the Wilbergs, the Andy's, guys like that?
Well, I think it's huge. Obviously, they've been in the system for quite some time. They have a real good understanding of it. They're extremely knowledgeable men that do a tremendous job. They coach extremely well. They're fine technicians, but they also have a great, great grasp for strategy and technique and things of that nature. So I'm going to lean on them heavily, obviously. We've done that all along, I think, just in terms of divvying up responsibilities and things of that nature, but probably even more so now. That's my plan, but obviously that could change. Whatever John wants me to do, that's where I'll be. So, but at this point, that's where I plan to be.
He was saying Coach Hoster will help you in terms of the communication. So he would be kind of the guy, if you are in the mood, you'd speak to him and kind of relay stuff.
That's correct. That's how it's working presently. Matter of fact, we're working that on the field. We did yesterday. Had an opportunity to go out. I give the play to him. He relays the play into Joe.
Coach Hoster was an offensive coordinator at one point in San Francisco. Is there any tips he had for you as far as this post is concerned?
You know, Jim's a very, very good coach now. I mean, he's been around. He's had great experience. And, you know, obviously, you know, he'll be involved as well. And in terms of tips and things of that nature, I think he probably realizes that I know. I've been around football a little while, you know, so I do have a good sense of some things, but other things I'm going to lean on him heavily for.
What kind of experience do you have calling plays throughout your career?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that you look at and certainly understand is that anytime you've been coaching quarterbacks, the offense runs through you. That's why I've always been excited about it. I played in the secondary. I was a defensive back. Defensively, I coordinated, went to the offensive side of the ball to get a good sense of balance and things of that nature because I wanted to really know how offensive football. So the great majority of the latter part of my career have been on offense. And, you know, there's not anything that you should not know if you have a good sense of if you're coaching the quarterbacks because you're involved in every situation. It's not just third down. It's not just first and second down, but you also short yardage, goal line, you know, you name it.
Running this offense, you've got a small window. You know where you're taking over here late in the season, which is an unusual situation. Is your plan just to sort of try to augment what's already been working as you guys, you know, obviously you can't make major changes this late in the season?
No, that's correct. You know, obviously you're not going to be a system change of any sort, but we're going to add a few wrinkles here and there when need be. But for the most part, I think the guys are comfortable with what we do. Got to find out what best suits our personnel and utilize that. Do the things that we do best. That's key.
Scoring points, obviously, priority for the offensive coordinator. What is your philosophy about how to go about doing that?
Score as many as you can, as often as you can.
any excitement or how would you describe your feeling taking over this job? Excited, whatever.
Well, one of the things that the reason why I coach, the reason why I'm involved in it, because I got a great passion for the game. I love a challenge, and there is nothing about professional football that's easy. So it's going to require everything you have and then just a little bit more. And that's what gets me excited about what we're doing. You know, I get a chance to step in. The situation is tough. You know, you hate to see a colleague lose his job. You've been around as long as I have. I've been fired a few times as well. That's the tough part of it. But nevertheless, I certainly am excited about having an opportunity to work with some outstanding men in a great organization with outstanding people surrounding me. And let's see what we can do.
Yeah. Can you appreciate the irony of going against Peyton Manning in your first gig as offensive coordinator?
You've got to make score enough points to outdo him, which is not easy.
Yeah, and you know, that we're more concerned about, you know, obviously, you know, our end of it, trying to make certain that we do the things that we're supposed to do and put some points on the board. Because, you know, he's a talented guy that, has left his mark on this league and he continues to grow and develop. But I'm not the first coordinator that he's ever played against that coached him. You know, Bruce Arians was at Cleveland when we went into Cleveland and played against him. And I think Huffnagel, who coached him as a quarterback coach, was at Jacksonville. We went down to play. So, you know, it may seem like a bit of a novelty, but it really isn't. And we both have a job to do.
Does this feel like a bit of an audition for you to become the permanent offense coordinator? Is that your goal, to be the guy for years to come?
You know what? I don't look any further ahead than the next day. You know, nothing's promised to you. That's a biblical, in the Bible it tells you that. So, you know, what I do is do my job. We'll worry about the other things later on down the road.
How about your ambition of becoming a head coach again?
Well, you know, I think if you're in this business, that should always be your goal, right? I don't think I'll ever lose that particular desire until the point in time when they run me out of this business. But nevertheless, that's always something that I'm certainly interested in.
So how do you attack Peyton Manning this week? Do you go out and try to get in a shootout with them, or do you just kind of control the ball and run number 27?
Well, you know, what we're going to do is really try to put points on the board, which we know we need to do. We're playing against a very, very talented defense. I mean, one of the best defenses in the league. Vaughn Miller, who rushes a passer on the outside, and Dumervil are very, very active guys that create problems for you. Woodyard in the middle, their leading tackler, is running around, making plays all over the field, and obviously maybe one of the best corners to ever play the game, Champ Bailey. So we have a lot of different challenges there. And so we have to really just kind of focus in on us and get the things done that we need to get done. John sets the overall philosophy and the tenor of how we attack and play each ball game, and I'm sure he's probably addressed that with you all at some point in time, or will.
How would you rate Joe Flacco's performance so far this year? You were the quarterback coach.
I still am. Okay. Doing double duty. But nevertheless, I think he's grown and developing. You know, I really do. I think he's getting better. I think he's getting a better grasp of things. I think you're going to continue to see Joe improve.
In terms of Miller and Dumervil, is that a better tandem that you've seen? There's a lot of good ones, but does that maybe set apart? And what makes them, you know, if they are the best?
Well, I think without question it's an outstanding tandem. Very, very unusual. Typically teams maybe have one to one side and then a guy that's maybe more of a power rusher to the other. But in terms of speed, dexterity, moves, and just flat out strength, that combination is rare, those two guys. I mean, there's obviously, the two guys over at Indy, Freeney and Mathis, pose a pretty good combination, and these guys are equally as good. We'll have to do whatever it takes to make certain that we can, keep things moving in the right direction.
Coach, having spent as much time as you did with Manning in Indianapolis, how impressed are you with what he's done this season?
One of the things that you've been around him a while, you know that he's one of those guys that can literally fight through any and everything. And if it's a guy that can come back from, the type of surgeries that he had, he could do it. Never doubted that. But I think, obviously, the rate in which he's accelerated here through the season has been amazing, but nice to see as well.
All right. Coach, thank you. Okay.